on the offensive line.
He's a former Razorback standout in the trenches. He pulls no punches when it comes to talking Hogs football. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Bruce James. Bruce James on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Accountable Roofing and Remodeling. Big or small, we roof them all.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot smack.
That is the one and only Bruce James. Great to have you back all these years. I don't think Bruce has looked in better shape than right now. Looking good.
What are you doing?
Barbie celebrated a birthday, your wife, last weekend.
53 years of wonderful marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Very impressive. Yeah. Very impressive.
Yes.
Bruce just said some really positive things about Coach. We'll repeat a little bit later.
He sure does. What do you say about that, Qualls?
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. He just
Bruce came in also bragging about Roger's new hit song.
How about that?
Now, is it correct title, Woo Pig?
Yes.
And it's set to Jolene. Yeah. And
it's all in the syllables.
Trying to get to Emmett. I was going to play it yesterday at the Touchdown Club. We may still do it next week. So, by the way, next Tuesday is Gus Malzahn, not Monday because it's Labor Day.
How about
that? Yeah, so it'll be interesting
to see
what Gus has to say.
No idea.
Yeah.
Are we playing the best of? No, we're not.
If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Strength and honor. Somebody says strength and honor here.
Strength and honor.
Bruce James is like football Santa. Santa because it means it's football season when we see him. Let's see, David. I keep saying that we need a stadium song like Alabama has Dixieland Delight. Justin Moore needs to either write one or give us one. Listen, he knows it. Everybody knows it. It's just something that's got to be. Garth Brooks has it for, you know, calling Baton Rouge.
Right.
It's one of those things. You did have Chris Stapleton do Arkansas.
He set everybody back. He set anybody in Arkansas back with that song so far. You can't, unless you just got to knock it out of the park.
He's right. Justin's right. Chris Stapleton could have called Justin and said, listen, man, I got this really. This is you. But I don't know if he's got that relationship to where that could have happened.
Right.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Coming up a little later, we'll visit with a John Daly, and then we're going to switch that starting next week and going to have Daly on Thursday. So we'll have Darren McFadden on this day, Bruce.
Oh,
I want to sort of have you guys together. So I thought that would be interesting to do. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. We'll also do a little family feud a little later. Boudreaux, Roger, you start your Boudreaux watch party. 3:15, it's going to be nice to be air-conditioned. There at Boudreaux's.
It will be. And we're going to get to get some of their grub. Courtney and Christina are coming up this morning about 9 o'clock. So they'll bring some grub up here, and that'll be just some of the stuff that they serve at Boudreaux's. So we'll be there all season long, just like, I don't know how long it's been. But we also start a trivia back tonight after the summer hiatus. So we'll
Very
be back
nice.
There. Come on back at 6 o'clock and hang out with us there. We'll talk more about all of those things with the ladies when they get in.
Emmitt Smith was outstanding yesterday. We'll continue to play some more clips. He had some funny things to say, some very serious things to say.
Mm-hmm.
One note on the Razorbacks. I don't know if you saw it, Bruce. The captains were named. You want to take a guess on who they are?
I saw it.
They're three. Okay. Yeah. Roger, you want to take a guess? Mm-hmm. You probably saw it too, didn't you?
Yeah, no.
It's no surprise, Caden Kettler, the center, who we'll have each week.
Sure.
Looking forward to having him on again this year. And I mean, when you have a center, it's so funny. When I was a senior, Andy Upchurch was a captain, the center of our team. I was a captain linebacker, and that's the same case.
Well, you're a tough guy if you're a center. You're just tough.
Yeah, that's right. And then the other ones are Bradley Shaw, a linebacker. Yeah. He's the sort of team captain for the defense. And then K.J. Jackson, the quarterback. Funny, when we were playing, it was Greg Thomas, and he was not the captain. I think if we had it was me, Nick Miller, Andy Upchurch. If I'm thinking about leaving up something, I'm just going blank. But what I love about this, Bruce, and this is the way they should do it. That he said, all right, you know, the camp is over. All right, everybody has an index card in front of you. Write down your top three picks for captain. And so he let the players name it. And that's why we did it. But you know what we did? We did it at the end of the season.
Well, we did too, Dave.
It's like then you don't get the value of being captain, named captain through the
We had game captains. I'm
sure
y'all
game did captains, too. Each one, it would go out and do the
end
flip.
End of the year, you filled out a little note.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like winning an award. Okay, you've been named the team captain. Well, yeah, I would rather be named the team captain before the season, where it gives me but what it acknowledges that you've been leading like a team captain anyway.
Right.
Which I tell you, Roger, to me, it's one of my greatest honors. You were a team captain too, Bruce, right? Or were you not a team captain?
No, I was not.
Okay, it was for me.
I voted for other people.
Of course, you were an All-American. I was not. It was what to me one of my favorite things I've accomplished in my life to be a team captain. You know, and so. You only can have three or four of them, and so I'm always was honored. You know, we're honored that my teammates picked me to do that. And so, especially like this year when things sour on some games, you need good leadership. Now, KJ Jackson, real quick, he plays from Alabama. Played in Montgomery, so
He's played against great high school football.
That's exactly right. And I think he threw 130 touchdowns.
Right.
He's a winner.
I love that lefty.
Yeah, and then, I was going to ask about that.
Like the lefty.
Did you play against a lefty? Was Archie a lefty or no?
No.
He was righty,
no,
right?
I did watch the best left-hand quarterback.
Oh, I knew it is. Stabler, about to say,
that's my one guy that that guy's has always been my
Is there anybody else? Favorite. Is there any other lefties? Is there another
Steve
lefty?
Young was a lefty.
Okay. Forgot about that.
I tell you, the great quarterback that Austin Simmons is now at Missouri, the big left-hander.
Yes.
He's there.
Okay.
Now, that guy, he's a Florida boy.
I remember him, yeah.
And he's going to be really, really tough.
661-1037, someone says here, isn't it a concern that Quincy Rhodes isn't a captain? That's a great point. Now, I will say this. Not every great player is a great leader. And so, Quincy may be the type who's not. Bruce, you're a perfect example.
I wasn't a chirping bird.
Yeah, maybe you weren't a talker, you want your captains to be a little bit more vocal.
So
I have no problem that
I was not a chirper, and I voted. People that I voted for was the ones that were appointed.
And I think that's what the deal is with Quincy. I think, you could do that, but if you want a vocal guy, I'm sure that Bradley Shaw is the vocal leader on that team. So. That's a good point. Michael Vick was a lefty. Didn't know that. Let's see here. Went to the LSU game last year. We're getting our butt spanked, and the game day experience was boring. Hope Silverfield can at least make a butt spanking fun to be a part of.
Oh yeah, what do you want in that though? What do you want in a game day? Because I don't know how much hype I'm getting into it. I obviously during a break of any kind. You're looking at the monitors. Looking at, is it the kiss cam? Is it the this?
I think you want a little balance of all that, Roger. Yeah. And you also want. I tell you, who does a really good job, Bruce. Is Mississippi State? They do a good job of integrating music that's played, that's recorded, and the band, and it's all fun, Roger. Okay. It's where you're stepping your foot.
We're not giving away prizes and things
that. You think Michael Marion may have made a little statement over there quite a bit in the Mississippi State that. But boy, they got it going on for a losing football program.
I think Roger. The other thing is that we do a lot of. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the 25-yard line. And you've got to thank
it's
your
very,
sponsors.
You stop
but
everything.
But that's right. You can't. You got to be careful how many of those you do.
Momentum.
That's right. If you do them, you do them early. You do them quick. And then you, again, boom, you're right quick on music after that or whatever.
You're absolutely right because in the stands, you got to keep the fans motivated. They've got to stay up on top. And that's who you're taking the attention away from with that.
Someone says here, if we don't hang 35 on North Alabama, it's not going to be a pretty year at all. I expect us to easily hang 35 on them. I would be shocked. Yeah, the line, the Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel or vice versa, they have the Razorbacks as 40-point favorite.
Okay.
Do you, Roger, at this point, are you expecting them to cover that? Never easy.
I always expect them to cover their very first game.
Okay.
You know, because but again, I am a novice when it comes to those things. I'm not a gambler as much as I am more of a prop guy.
You're a lover.
I'm a lover. Yeah. And I'll do prop bets more than I am as far as digging into that racing form and looking at all those things. I'm picking the gray horse, that type of thing. But looking at that, we always Razorback should have always beat their very first game by 35, 40, whatever it was.
Last year, Bruce, I made the point yesterday. If you remember, it's Alabama A&M. They came out and marched right down the field on us in seven plays. They go like 65, 70 yards and score a touchdown. I'm thinking, I turned to Sully. I thought, that's about as bad as you can start a season as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, of course, I think I tweeted out something like, that's not the way you want to start the season.
Right.
Quit being negative. It's the first drive of the season. Well, it turned out to be. A sign of things to come on that defense.
Right.
And so what do we need to do, Bruce? Do we need to come out and win this team by 30 or 40 points and be dominant physically, no mistakes, no fumbles, those things?
Right. Well, first of all, this gentleman is going to do what Frank Broyles would have done. And they're going to run some plays in this first ball game they don't plan to run ever again.
Okay.
This is getting ready for Utah. Utah practice against those plays.
Sure, I like it. I like it.
So, and I think that he understands the last thing he needs is injuries by leaving the top players in.
And we did that last year a lot.
Yeah.
Because we were in games where we needed them. So,
you got to own this ball game for everything. You can't let this be a close football game. You got to get it over. Get the ball game over by halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Get it over by halftime.
Of course, if you're like the Bryant Hornets, right. You're up 42-14. You got to finish it. Got to finish that. Roger, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll make sure and play your new song brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. It's climbing the charts like a bullet is Justin Moore. So we'll visit with Justin a little bit later too. Roger, you've got all across the state. Like yesterday, South was playing. So I love, like, on Monday nights, you got the little kids out there playing, and it's 1,000 degrees, and they're still out there playing. You're like, good Lord.
I think James starts his season next Tuesday.
Football?
I'm sorry. You know, it's still fall ball, baseball.
Yeah, but that's just so weird to hear. Yeah.
You're right.
But hey, listen, if that's what the kids want to do.
I don't know if, you know, I don't know
Keith Parrish
where
busy.
The little, yeah, where the little league is for them to play football. I don't know. I'm out of that loop. I just go where their parents tell me they're playing.
All right. Do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 on the D3 Auto Sales text line. It's 645.